Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Esther Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you're now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host out of Miami, Florida, none other than Apostle Doris Smith. As always, let us bow our heads for our opening prayer. And the prayer, our opening prayer will come forth today by our good friend out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, none other than Evangelist Jerry Perkins. Evangelist, our opening prayer.
Thank you once again, Heavenly Father. You have allowed us to be on the air one more time just to be able to say thank you. We pray, dear God, that you would take control of this show. We lean in trusting and depending upon you, and thank you for another blessed day. We pray dearly that our listeners would get something out of this service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. We truly want to thank you, Evangelist Perkins, for that prayer. All right, listeners, our topic for today is give it up, turn it loose, and follow Jesus. We'll be discussing the difficulties of letting go and giving up the things that hinders people from serving God, the things that stop them from being free from sin. Many things cause people to hang on. Many things cause people to hang on and never turn it loose or let go of these things that stands in their way of knowing and having a relationship with God. Not only things that people love to keep, that love keeps them from making a change in their life. Also, people that they hang around can have a hold on them. Some people that are in church and have a desire to follow Jesus still have difficulties letting go of relationships that keep them connected to the worldly things that the flesh loves, causing them to keep hanging on to sin. Today's episode would help us to understand what is needed in our lives to give it up, turn it loose, and follow Jesus. Our scriptures today will be coming from Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, and many other scriptures will be following our opening script. If any man, Matthew 16 and 24 says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. This is Jesus talking, teaching to his disciples. In other words, Jesus is saying, you cannot be in love with your worldly, earthly possessions. You know, to follow Christ, we have to have him first in our lives. We have to look to him to guide us and to help us to let go of things that hinders us in our life. I don't care if it's a marriage, I don't care if it's your children, I don't care if it's your home, your car, your job. If it causes you to keep stumbling and hindering you from going forward and having a productive relationship with God, then you should give it up, turn it loose, and follow Jesus. This is what Jesus was telling his disciples. You know, you cannot hold on to what you left. You can't look back at it. You know, you have to get rid of that, and then you can follow me. We're going to be discussing it more about this topic as we go into the topic on today. But the main issues in our lives are it's so hard for us to let go. And why is it so hard to let go of some things? I mean, something that we love to do, something that even we can have something in our house, and we know it's falling apart. It's not good doing us no earthly good, and we still will not throw it out or let it go. And I have been in that predicament and withholding on the things that I said it was of sentimental value. My grandmama, my auntie, my mama, whatever it was, and you find yourself having all kinds of stuff hanging around. And we have to learn how to let go of these things. It's meaningless. It may not. We can keep one or two things, you know, for sentimental value. But I know that you let stuff pile up and pile up and pile up before you know it. There you have a situation where you have a lot of junk just hanging around. And some of us, we have people that we continue to communicate with in our lives. Or people that we know that's a hinder to us. People we know, if you say you don't go, if you don't drink no more, you're not on drugs anymore, or you don't want this man or this woman no more, give it up. Turn it loose and look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the only one that should be in these days and times. We're living in perilous times. These days and times, Jesus is the answer to all of our needs. And we should learn how to have a relationship, a real relationship with Jesus Christ, who can help us to let go of these things, who can help us to realize it's a hindrance in our lives. Now, we may have a desire to follow Christ. We may go to church. We may to be in the body of Christ, but we want to hold on to some stuff, earthly stuff that we love to do. Well, you cannot do that. You know, you cannot straddle the fence. You know, you're either for him or you're against him. He wants all of us, and he wants us to be real. First, be real with yourself. When you be real with yourself and you begin to face issues and say, well, look, I know I've been hanging on to this. I've been around this for so many years, and how far have I gotten with these things that I've been associated with or have a part of? I hear some noise in the background. And I'm hoping it's not irritating to the listeners. I'm asking is that it cease at this time. And so we need to learn how to go to God in prayer. And I'm not saying it's easy. Some of our children get in situations and we keep getting them out of trouble over and over and over again, spending money over and over again, trying to keep them from doing jail time, when in fact, they wind up what? Going to penitentiary anyway. Because they won't let go of what they're involved with. They will not leave the characters alone that cause them to have or get involved with certain things. So why should we as parents put ourselves through that over and over and over again? And we're going to go to the scripture here. If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew's chapter 16, and we're going to start at the, I think it's 24, chapter 16, verse 24, and I'm going to yield here and let Evangelist Perkins come in, and she can read that scripture, and we will emphasize on it, and many other scriptures that we have that can help us to realize that these things are not hard when you really make up in your mind that you want to get rid of it, let it go. And when you want to follow Jesus, we in the Bible, the Word of God, reading the Word of God, tells you things that's pleasing to him. Tells us, it teaches us things that's acceptable in the sights of God. Now, you know some things that the God is not pleased with, but yet and still you go to church, you're saying you're a man and woman of God, but you want to hold on to that somebody or that something that you love so much, where that you must love it more than you love Jesus. Because if you love Jesus and God, what you would do? You have to let that go. You have to let that go. God got something better in store for you. He knows the plans that he has for us, plans to bless us and not to harm us. Evangelist Perkins, you can come in at this time and begin emphasizing.
Yes, I will. Thank you. I would like to say that, yes, there are many things that we love doing, and you can change, just like Dr. Chapman said, if you will change your friend. If you are weak and the people that you're hanging with are weak, then you need somebody strong that can correct you when you're wrong, to let you know who Jesus is and to encourage you to follow him and to stop you in whatever you're beginning to do that is wrong. And just like she said, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You have to be a very strong person to do this, but you can't do it by yourself. If you really want to do this, you must go to Jesus, pray to him, and let him know that you're willing to follow him, but you need his strength that you can follow him. Because one thing about it, if you would save your try to save your soul, you would lose it. But whosoever saves his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. So meaning that if something should happen to you where you lose your life and you're in Christ, you are automatically saved. But this is something that you would need help with. You would have to study the Word of God. You would have to have a made-up mind that you want to deny yourself, meaning that you want to turn your whole life over to Christ. You want him to lead you, guide you, and show you the way. And truly, that you would want your light to shine, that others may see the change within you that you have made. And then they, too, will want to come and follow Christ because of the light that they see in you. And then when you do these things, whatever your heart desires, and you ask of Christ, he will answer you. But you must continue to follow his instructions and to do his will. And the Bible is a map to lead and guide you how you can save your life. But you must be willing. You must change your relationships. You must tell others how good God has been to you, and then that would even help them to realize that they want what you have. So I'm saying unto you, just stay strong. Give God the glory, the honor, and the praise, and ask him for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his word, that he may keep you, hold you in the palm of his hands, and guide you to a better life that you may be with him someday. Back to the host.
All right. We want to thank you very much. Let's go to the Word of God. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Let's hear what the Word is saying to us, and let Jesus talk to us now about what I am trying to bring across on today's show. Give it up, turn it loose, and follow Jesus. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 said, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever, and the 25th verse says, for whosoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whosoever loses his life for me will find it. 26 said, what good would it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeit his soul? or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Lord, have mercy. For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. And if he ain't done nothing, he put no work in, there's no crown, and there's nothing for him to reward you with. And also, the last verse is the verse 25. It says, I tell you the truth. So standing here will not, hear some noise in the background is very irritating. Can you please stop it at this time? I tell you the truth. Some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Now, first God said to us, number one is we must what? We must deny ourselves. We must take up his cross. And take up the cross, and we must follow Jesus. And so whosoever wants to save his life. Now, they're not talking about saving your life from like or getting hit by a car or something like that. But in case death would come, you can save your life. He said, whosoever want to save his life will lose it. But whosoever loses his life for me will find it. That means that we, if death come this minute or next second or tomorrow, whenever the Lord get ready to come and call our name and call us home, we will can save our, even yet we're dead. We're dead in the flesh, in this old earth, this old worldly world. We're dead. But in Christ, we have everlasting life. But we must take up the cross, he bare the cross. The song said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? Yes, there's a cross for everyone and there's a cross for me. Yeah, we have crosses in our life that we have to bear, but nothing like the cross that Jesus bare. He came into the world and he died on the cross for a sinner just like you and I, you know? And we have crosses that we call crosses, but not the cross that Jesus had to bear. Our cross cannot measure up to what Jesus has done. God said he sent his only begotten son. Now, whosoever will let him come and drink from the foundation of living waters. Now, what is this saying to us? We have to deny ourselves, meaning stuff that we like to do, things that we enjoy doing. And like I said earlier, when we first came on, if you have a husband and, you know, if you're unequally yoked, things are not going. For years and years, he's beating you up, cursing you out. You can't go to church. You can't go see relatives. You don't want nobody to come over. There's always a confrontation about what you want to do. You can't do it because of what? Of this craziness that you've been tied down to for so many years. I remember when I first wrote my book, What Faith Can Do, and my first radio talk show, there were a caller in and said, am I saying that Jesus, that God is okay with divorces? I told her, no. I'm not saying God do not want you to divorce, or he's not the author of anyone going through a divorce. But first of all, he said, who I join together, let no man put you under. But also we know that God is not what? The author of no confusion. So if you got a husband or a boyfriend study beating on you and cursing you out and spitting on you and doing all manner of evil to you, that marriage is not made in heaven, made from heaven. That marriage, God has nothing to do with that. That's what we want to be attached to. So sometimes we got to do what? Give it up. Turn it loose. And say, well, Lord, it's in you. I give my life to you, Lord. And whatever you want me to do, or whatever you want me to be, that's what I want to do, and that's where I want to be. Until we can recognize the things that hinders us in our life, that cause us to keep going through struggles and changes and all type of craziness that we allow in our lives. And because we have not what? We never think about to study the word of God. Now, just going to church ain't doing you no good. Now, the scripture says that how could you hear without a preacher? When you go there and the preacher is talking to you, your pastor is talking to you, are you hearing what the Word of God is saying to you? Are you eating it? And after you eat it, are you digesting it? Are you taking it within your heart? And are you taking those scriptures, going home and reread them and asking God, Lord, if I didn't understand what Pastor so-and-so was saying this morning or this evening, but Lord, I need you to give me some understanding. You know, go into the book of Proverbs, where there's wisdom and knowledge and above all understanding. That's what Solomon asked. Lord, give me, out of all that you've given me, I need some understanding how to lead your people. And sometimes we need understanding from God, how we should walk, where we should go, who we should talk to. Sometimes we have to let go of some people. Okay, how much you love them. I don't care what they've done for you in your life. When you begin to follow Christ, those same friends ain't going to be bothered with you. And if it's going to cause you to be cussing and fussing and fighting and acting crazy and bringing you to drink alcohol and bringing you to do drugs or doing some of everything so you can have peace of mind, it's time to do what? Give it up, turn it loose. But I got to follow Jesus. And following Jesus, this is not the way. This is not the way God wants me to go. I think I will co-host that. Tuned in, and I'm going to yield here and bring her in because she's been gone for a while, and I know that we want to hear her voice and hear what she has to say, and that's none other than Apostle Doris Smith. Good afternoon, Apostle Smith. How are you today?
Good evening. God bless you, Dr. Chapman, Evangelist Perkins, and all our amazing listeners. God bless you today.
Good evening.
Okay, you can share what God is telling you today at this time.
Okay. Amen. I'm just sitting here listening. I just love the topic. When we take a moment, praise God, to look at the topic and realize how important it is to give up those things that hinder us from our relationship with the Lord and not to give them up on a temporary basis. So it's a process. As we come to the Lord, we learn better, we do better, we learn the word, we grow through the power of the word. So we learn, God changes us through the power of the word. The word come alive in our life when we make a commitment to live according to that word. I just love that scripture in Luke 9:24-25 when it's saying, talking about, as you were saying, Dr. Chapman, taking up that cross and following Jesus. That was speaking specifically, giving us a picture of the concept of the death to a self. We got to die to self. And what are you saying? For whoever will save his life is going to lose it. For whoever loses life for his sake will save it. And then asking, what does it profit? That is that what is really letting us know, praise God, is the importance of obeying the Lord, the importance of living a life that's pleasing to him, the importance of obeying what thus say the Lord, turning those things loose that could cause you to lose your life. There's nothing in this life that is worth. When you think about it, there is nothing in this world. When you really, really get down to it, think and pause for a moment. When you accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, knowing what the Word of God says, knowing that he'll never leave you or forsake you, knowing that he's your healer. Yes, you got to grow. Your faith grows. Your faith grows. When we look at Abraham, he wasn't right there when the Lord began to make those promises, but he grew to that. He kept growing. He kept growing. He kept growing. He kept being tried. He kept being tried. It's a process. Can't get afraid of the process. We got to go through the process. This is a process all the way to what he promised, eternal life. Who don't want to live for eternity? This helps us to remember what the Lord is saying to us, that we shouldn't let nothing, there is nothing in this life that is worth us losing eternal life. Not a job, not a family, not a group of friends, not even our own identity. Yes, this is a tough call. But the eternal reward is well worth the temporary pain. When we think about what we would lose for us to go and forsake.
Apostle, excuse me, but there's too much noise in the studio at this time. I don't know where it's coming from.
It's a lot.
I don't know.
It's a lot of it. It's very distracting.
Ask that it cease right now, because I know the listener is irritating when the listener is trying to hear what the word of God is saying to them and all of that interference in the background. I ask and pray that it cease at this time. And Apostle, you can continue. I mean, this is not usual for the happening in the studio. So if something is interfering, if somebody's phone, you need to get in another area. I don't know where you're at or what you're doing, but it needs to stop at this time so we can enjoy our show on today, and we can be able to comprehend what the word of God is saying to us. You may continue at this time, Apostle Smith.
Amen. Praise God. When you accept Christ, as I was saying, as your personal Lord and Savior, and you grow. It's not an overnight process when you just jump and get accept Him and you get saved and you know everything. No, we are forever learning. When we keep a teachable a spirit where no matter how much we grow or how much we learn, we are still available to learn even the more. This is a part of denying ourselves, not getting so big-headed you think you know everything. There's always somebody that knows a little bit more something than you know that could be a blessing to you and help you. That's why we have leaders that teach us and share with us. But even at that, they're not just to teach us. They're to live according to that word. We as leaders in the world today, we don't just teach the word to others, but we live according to that same word. It's not about talking this life. It's not about telling somebody how great you are, how many certificates you got, or how many degrees you got, or how much education you got. And all of that is good. It's excellent. I commend you. But what's most important, praise God, is your relationship with the Lord. That's the only thing that guarantees you living this life according to what thus say the Lord, not what you feel, not what you think, but what the word of God says, the outlines and the basic instructions before leaving this earth, which is the Bible. It's laid out. When you think about what's worth, just pause for a moment. What's worth you and I holding on to this world, holding on to the things of this world? What's worth us losing eternal life? I really don't think there's nothing. There's nothing worth you and I losing eternal life. Money is not worth it. Material things is not worth it. Social club connections are not worth it. Who's who in America is not worth it. Let me tell you, nothing is worth you losing your life, praise God, because you turn to the world, especially when you know better. When you know better, God holds us accountable to do better. So I just love this topic, giving up those things. Give up those things that hinder you. Let them go. They won't profit you. They may look good in the beginning. They may last and give you a temporary reward, but you don't want a temporary reward. You want a permanent reward that'll never end. God bless you. I yield to Evangelist Perkins. Evangelist Perkins?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I would like to say that, ma'am, I would like to say that I hope that the listeners have learned something and that they would think about and turn to Jesus and let Him take control of their lives and give up whatever they're doing that's not right. And hold on to God unchanging hands, for He is the one. Back to the host.
All right. Thank God for our co-host and Evangelist Perkins. And what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to turn the show co-host and Evangelist Perkins. I have an important 5 o'clock meeting that I have to link into, and they are going to do the remainder of the show on today, and we're gonna, I know God is going to give them a word to give to you at this time. Co-host, can you please take over the show, you and Evangelist Perkins, and I'll be back just before the show ends, okay?
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
God bless you,
okay.
Dr. Chapman.
Amen.
So I want to go right ahead and let Evangelist Perkins go ahead and share, and when you finish, you can yield back. Go right ahead, Evangelist Perkins.
Okay. And once you deny yourself and turn your life over to God, then you must trust in him and believe in him, and he would make everything all right for you. You shall give thee, he would give thee desires of your heart, and he would be there when you need him the most. And all you have to do is know that he is your rock, your fortress, your deliverer, your God, your strength, that he is the horn and buckle of your salvation, knowing that all you have to do is just call on him. Just call on his name, and he will come, and he will see about you and show you the way. Even in your darkest hour, when there seems like there is no hope and that you can't see any daylight anywhere, just turn it over to Jesus, and he will bring you bright sunshine. No matter what trouble comes your way, what situation that you're in, you always can depend on him. So think about it. Give up whatever you're doing that's not right. Just loose it and turn to God, and he will take care. Back to the hope.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Persons. That is so well said. Just let it go. Give it up. Turn it over. If you're serious about your walk with the Lord, then walk for real with him. If you're walking in sincerity, walk in sincerity. Not straddle the fence. 99.5 is just not going to. The word of God lets us know that the many, many are of the righteous. But he made us a promise. He said the Lord will deliver you out of them all. Listen, God has equipped his children with everything they need to live victoriously. But many Christians miss out by falling into their own way. What they want to do, how they want to do, it's your way. No, it's the word of God. That's his way. They fall into habits that disconnect them from God's power, his purpose, perspective, and his presence, because they get caught up in the world. Instead of being a leader and a light in the world, you turn around and the world began to lead you. God has equipped you, my brother, my sister, with everything. Every single day, he loads you, and he loads will lead you. Benefits that will guide you. Benefits that will strengthen you. Benefits that will comfort you. Everything that you and I need, the one that laid his life down, and say, listen here, don't let your heart be troubled. I love you. I'm for you. I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And when I return, I'm going to take you back. There are many rooms there. There's sufficient room. It's more than enough supply there. I'm coming back. Listen, when he come back, we're not going to have time to fix it up. When he returns, we're not going to have time to dust everything off. We ain't going to have time, as we tell people sometimes, when we're getting ready to go and we're not quite ready, when they get there, give me a few minutes. No, baby, your minutes is over. Ain't no more wait. Ain't no more I need 5 more minutes. You're going to be ahead all the minutes, all the seconds, all the hours, all the days that you're going to get. When he come back, wherever you are, that's where you are. You won't have a chance. If you're on the rooftop, that's where you are. If you're in the club, that's where you are. If you're in there committing adultery or doing something you ain't got no business with somebody else, husband or wife, that's where you just are, because you won't have time to fix it. So listen, if we're living for the Lord, and I do pray you are, I pray this word will penetrate your heart today and your mind, to remember that you got to die to every day. You got to die to that flesh. That flesh wants you to do what it wants you to do. And let me tell you something. We know what the word of God says. God don't tempt us. We're tempted and drawn away by the lust of our own flesh. So we got to check ourselves each and every day. We got to examine ourselves. We got to turn that searchlight on ourselves. And we got to look within. Sometimes it's so, we got to take a moment to look within. Many times the problem that we're looking at and calling it an issue is not on the outside. It's on the inside. And it begins a lot of time with us. So we have to examine. That's why the word of God says, examine yourself. Even in the communion scriptures, it tells, examine yourself. You do the examination. You know what you're doing. God do too. You examine yourself. We are without excuse when we know to do right and we choose to do wrong. We are without excuse when we compromise. God do not contradict his word. He is his word. He don't contradict himself. Many Christians miss out. Many believers miss out by failing, and they fail in wanting to do their own thing. Your own thing is going to disconnect you, perspective and the present. You don't want to be disconnected from the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful God. You don't want to be disconnected from the one that knows everything about you, that sees what you don't see, that hears what you don't hear, that's everywhere all at the same time. You don't want to be disconnected from the doctor above every doctor. So when you go in that hospital room and the doctor tells you, I've done all I know how to do, call the family in. We may as well go ahead and have a meeting or have a hospice and turn you over. Listen here, you want to be able to have a relationship where you could take that report and give it over to the one that you serve for real. Give it over to the one, good God Almighty, that for him you live, for God I live, and for God I die. Give it over to the one who you know is a great physician. And he asked the question, now whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of the world, the report of your friends, the report of what everybody else say that ain't serving God? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord? I want to tell you today, the only report that's going to work is the report of the Lord. I pray that somebody this afternoon is listening. And I pray this word will penetrate your heart, my brother, my sister, that's connected to this line. To say, you know what? I have slipped and I've made some mistakes, but guess what? Let me tell you this. You, listen, you are saved to the very day of redemption. Go ahead and repent. Do 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. He said, if my people, he wasn't talking to the world. He's talking to the Christians. He's talking to the believer. He said, if the professing and confessing him. He said, if my people, come on somebody, who are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn. See, there must be some wicked ways in there. I ain't said it. The word said it. God said it. And turn from your wicked ways. He made that personal. Seek my face. You know, you got to turn from you and turn to me. You got to turn to the one that has all the answers. I got all the answers. Listen, I made you. I know all about you. I know you before your mother and your father knew you. I knew you before you were even conceived in your mother and your father's womb. Where is it that you could go that I don't know? What is it that you could do that I don't know? Nothing. So he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. And then after you humble yourself and pray, seek my face. Quit looking at everybody else's face trying to impress them. They have no hell or heaven to put you in. They can't heal your body. They cannot stop dementia. They can't stop Alzheimer, but God sure can. They can't make cancer behave. They can't stop leukemia and lupus, but God can. He said, look, humble yourselves and pray. Seek my face and turn. You got some wicked ways. that's causing some delays. You got to repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear. I'm not going to hear until you turn. I need you to turn. Turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I don't have no problem hearing from heaven. Connection. Turn the Holy Spirit of Trinitarian power. Then will I hear from heaven. And I'll hear, well, forgive. I ain't forgiven until I hear. Then will I forgive your sins. And then I'll heal your land. You got some land that got to be healed. This is not the hour to walk away. This is the hour to stay connected. Give up those things that are hindering you from your relationship. Give up those things that are causing you to fall back instead of draw close. Give up those things that are causing you to turn away instead of turn to the Lord. Give up those things that are causing you to get wrapped up in excuses instead of persistency. Give it up. Give them up. They're only to hurt you. They're not to help you. What will it profit you? What will it profit me to gain the whole world, to have all the money, all the things? Listen, don't get it twisted. Please don't get it twisted. Poverty is not our portion. Lack, bad health is not our portion. Sickness is not our portion. Good health. He said that he will above all things that we will prosper and be in good health. Good health is our portion. Increase is our portion. A more than enough is our portion. Heaven now and heaven when we get there. But we have got to realize, as I yield back, Dr. Chess, we got to realize, praise God, that nothing is worth us losing our soul. God bless you.
All right. Thank God. Thank God. Listen, I made a big mistake on today. I set a meeting for 5 o'clock and thinking, and I didn't, and I should have realized that my show is not over to 5:30, so I had to clock in there and let them know that. And send some emails out, let them know to not join the meeting until after 5:30 this afternoon. But God, and we're not going to let that hinder us from going forward, because God has something else prepared for me to share with our listeners on today. I would like, but I don't know whether the co-host went over this with you, Evangelist Perkins, but if you will, turn with me to Philippians, the 3rd chapter, and we're going to go to the 14 verse there in Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, starting at 12. This is Paul talking. This is for people who sometimes we think we got it all together, you know, and the devil cannot get in our way or will not tamper with our lives, but you got it all wrong, because it's an uphill journey. It's something that you have to keep going forward, keep making progress. And keep climbing and keep climbing and not looking back. Paul says in the 3rd chapter, starting from the 12th to the 14th verse, it says, not that I have already obtained all this, or I have already been made clear, but I press on. That's laughing in the background somewhere. Somebody's phone is up right here. Let yourself please cease it. Stop it, please. If not, you're going to have to leave the studio at this time, because that, I don't have that on the show. If you're having a conversation and your phone is open, I need you to put it on mute at this time or just leave the studio, because I cannot have that interference on the show. I am so sorry. I will not let this interfere with what God has to set his listeners on today. It's not right. In the name of Jesus, please.
Amen. It's not. It's very noisy.
Not right. It's just not right. I mean, why would you do that? It's not right. You know, people want to hear what the Word of God is saying. How could we help somebody to find Jesus? How could we help them understand how to give something up or turn the loop if we take it, it's for a place of Word of God?
Amen.
I'm serious. When I'm teaching it, I want it to get across. And not only that, I want God to talk to me. I need to hear from
Amen.
Him.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And Paul is not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that of which Christ Jesus took hold of me. And the 13th verse says that, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, and I'm straining, and I'm reading from the NIV version, and I'm straining forward what is ahead. And the 14th verse says, I'm pressing on towards the goal to win the prize of which God has called me, heavenward Christ Jesus. You see, Paul is saying, he have apprehend all of this, and he got it all together, but he says that, not that he's trying to say that he hasn't been there and done some things, and he's God is still working on him. But one thing he do know, that he is constantly pressing forward. It is his goal to win the winning prize, which is that of eternal life. And we must keep pressing, listeners. I don't care what hinders us, what gets in our way. We cannot stop. We have to be like Paul. We must win this race. What sense it is to start out with Jesus, and you go to church, and you're affiliated with all types of organizations and associations and whatever, sororities or whatever you're involved with. And then you're going to church, and all of that is in vain. And at the end of the line, my father sings a song, is don't ever give up the right to please the wrong. Because if you do, you're going to pay at the end of the line. That means when your life is over, everything that you do, we got to give accountability to God for it. He's going to hold us accountable for it, our listeners. And we have to get it together because there's so much going on around us. This little 13-year-old boy just got killed in the city of New Orleans last night. You know, we're on the way to the grocery store. And somebody shooting at somebody else that was 17 years old and hit him. And he got killed along with the other person that they were shooting at. Our children are in danger. When they walk out of their house to go to school and get on the school bus, you don't know who's out there with a gun shooting in the neighborhood. The devil is just busy. The devil is after, he's seeking our babies now. He's seeking their souls while they're young. They won't even have an opportunity to even get to know Jesus or learn of God. He's taking them out. So it is praying time. It's not playing time. I don't know about you, but I'm determined to press forward. I done been Amen. Out in the world. I know what the world has to offer, and it's nothing. If I can measure up everything that God has given me since I crossed over the separation line, I would never go back to none of those things again, because I know one thing that it did, it brought destruction on me. It robbed me. It tried to kill me. And believe me, the devil will take your life if you don't pay attention to what I'm saying here. And then he'll rob you. He robbed me of my marriage. I'm so busy trying to satisfy myself in the world, not looking at one day I'm going to get old. I'm my family, my grandchildren, my husband. I could be living a productive life with my family today. But know what I did. I choose to do something that I wasn't supposed to be doing, dealing with sin, adultery, drugs, and everything else that the devil could draw me into doing that kept my attention on what Satan wanted me to do. Not focusing on what was good for me and not focusing on one day. I'm going to get old. And I'm going to need somebody. But you see, there's a consequences behind our actions. And I'm crying out to you now. I'm crying out because we must realize that it's not time for us to be playing church. It's not time for us to think everything is all right. We got it all, and nothing can happen. Yes, it could happen. It could happen in the next. My grandmama used to say, death is, how she used to say it, are we here today and gone tomorrow? Oh, no, we're here today and gone today. We're here today and gone the next second or the next minute, today. Years ago, they said you're here today and gone tomorrow. Oh, no. And we should live every life, every minute of our lives Every minute should be accomplishing something that is pleasing and acceptable to God, because I'm trying to get to heaven. I want to make heaven my home. And I've done so much out there in the world until I said, Lord, you know, until it worries me sometimes. But I do know one thing, God is not a liar. He's not, he never wavered away from his word. He said, if you ask for forgiveness, he will forgive you. And he would cast it over into the lake of forgiveness. Far from the north is from the south, and east is from the west. I know my God is real. I know he's real. And and you shouldn't beat up on yourself. If you're sincere and ask for forgiveness, God is there to forgive us for all that we do. Look at Paul when he was Saul. If he can use Paul, David, and all the other Moses and all of that, he can use you too. He didn't look at what they did, where they had been, what they went through. He didn't look at that. He had work for them to do. And that's how God is going to look at us today. He forgets. He prepares you. He molds you and cleanses you and make you into what he wants you to be. You ain't got to be a prayer. Whatever God got for you is already there. All you got to do is open up your mouth and stir up the gift that's on the inside of you. I say it all the time on my show. All you got to do is ask God to guide you, and you'll be surprised at what you have on the inside of you. For you'll be surprised yourself what you can do. You'll say, I never thought I could pray like that or read the word like that or go forth like that. You ain't doing it, but you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. If you turn it over to the Lord and let him work it out and take your hands out of it, keep your mouth closed, keep our big mouths closed, and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us, then we would have, our lives would be much, much better. We can sleep better at night. We can have joy in our life, peace in our life, our children. You know, there was no, you know what, what's wrong with mom and dad? You know, they're not hollering and screaming at us anymore. Why? Because God done changed the children too. Little that they know, God, the spirit that's in their home has gotten into them and have calmed them down to where you don't have to scream and holler at them anymore. God can change all of that. He's a God that hear and answer prayer. He's a just God. He's not a lying God. Like Satan gonna lie. Satan gonna make you think everything is peaches and cream or everything gonna be all right before he even open up his mouth. For his spirit even put that in your mind, he's lying. He's a prince of lies, and he will lead you into destruction. He would turn your life upside down if you will allow him to do it. But I ask of you today, I plead today, that give your life. If you don't know God, get to a relationship with God. Ask God, Lord, help me to give it up, Lord. Help me to turn these things loose. Help me to follow you. Follow your directions. Follow your instructions. And you don't have to do everything man tell you to do, because sometimes man don't know himself what they're talking about. But I do know what you can listen to. If you pick up that Holy Bible, and every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God is real. That's all you have to do. We're coming to the end of our show. We only have a couple of minutes. So, Evangelist Perkins, let me hear from you and with your closing thoughts, and then we're going to go to our co-host for her closing thoughts, and we're going to close the show out for today. God bless you, listeners, and I pray that something that was said on this online, on this radio show today, that can help you to go forward in life. I'm not saying that Evangelist Chapman don't make mistakes. Yes, I do. We all do. But when you fall, just don't wobble in. You know, go to your brother. Ask for forgiveness. Say, look, let us come. The Bible said, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Because if you keep all that stuff in your heart and in your mind, you're going to destroy yourself. The next day and the next day, the next hour, you're carrying all of that garbage with you. Empty yourself. Give it up. Turn it loose and follow Jesus. Follow God's way. Say, yes, His will, and yes, His way. I need prayers too, and I ask, keep me in your prayers. I'm just like Paul. I haven't comprehended all of this, but But day by day, Lord, I'm asking you to continue to work on Chapman, continue to mold me and make me
into what you want me to be. Because if I do a Chapman way, I know I'm going to mess it up. I know Chapman going to make a mistake. So what I do, I turn it over to the Lord, and I let him work it out. And as you grow closer to God, people is not going to want to be bothered with you. People are going to talk about you. People are going to say all manner of evil against you. But that's all right. They did it to Jesus. He said in his word, you will be prosecuted. Because he was, the world is going to hate you, but don't worry about it because the world hated him first. You shall overcome because he had to overcome the world. And we're not Jesus. And if Jesus tells he had to go through these things, think on those things. There's a scripture, Apostle Smith, that God tells us the things that we should think on instead of thinking of evil and all kind of craziness. He said, think on the things that which is good, which is pure, which is joyful. We don't want to just keep on dwelling on the same old, same old, same old, same old. Okay, you got a minute, Janice Perkins, and then you have a minute, Apostle Smith, and we're going to close this thing out. We're going to have our co-host to give us our closing prayer for today. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in on today, and I pray that the Lord will continue to pour fresh anointing upon your life. Whatever the Lord telling you to do, go in confidence, go in assurance, go knowing that you're going to be all right. If God tell you to do it, do it. He's already prepared you for it. God bless you, Evangelist Perkins.
Yes, I would like to leave with you that you, every day is not going to be Sunday, but just remember that you have turned your life over to Jesus, and you just give it to him and continue to follow his instructions, and he will make everything all right for you, because when you turn your life over to him, it's no longer in your hand. It's in his hands. So do not pick it up again. Take everything to the Lord in prayer, and he will give you an answer. Back
God
over
bless
to
you.
The
God
co-host.
Like to remember, God bless all you,
right,
Janice,
at this time,
Dr. Chapman. I would just like the listeners to remember that God has equipped us, as I said earlier, as his children, with everything we need to live a victorious life. However, we have to also remember that life means in relationship with him. Realize that everything we go through, he is with us. He won't leave us in anything. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver you out of them all. There's nothing worse losing your soul. God bless you.
All right, we're going to have our closing prayer at this time. We still have 2 minutes left in the show. Listeners, you still have about a second to press that number one. If you have any comments or questions or just want to share a thought or want to give a testimony on what we are talking about on today, press that number one. We will let you in, and you have a minute or so to join in on this topic on today. Give it up, turn it loose, and follow it. I know you've had your life. So you do have about a minute to press that number one. Until then, we're going to have our co-host continue with our closing thoughts, and then shortly afterwards, she will bring us into our closing prayer. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We are so grateful.
Amen.
For this tonight, such a beautiful show tonight, praise God, and we're so thankful for the topic. I think this topic was so profound for this hour and this time that we're in right now. It's time for us to search ourselves, all of us. There's no big eyes and there's no little U's. One day we all go in, and we were already told that it's no shock. We all know when we come in, but the mystery is we don't know when or how we're going out. So we must be ready. Don't take every day that you are here, that you have the opportunity to live and breathe and have your being, as the fact that you're okay and you got away. No, that's a chance for you to get it right, because you just don't know. God bless you this evening. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. We lift you up and magnify your name. Lord God, we thank you for the visionary, none other than Dr. Chapman, praise God, who you have prepared and who you have placed in this hour over Facing Your Fears radio talk show. We thank you for Evangelist Perkins, your servant, Lord God, your beautiful-hearted and humble servant, and all of our amazing, awesome listeners. We pray today in the name of Jesus, that this word has penetrated their heart. God, you say he who wins souls is wise. And we pray the wisdom of this word will cause transformation in your lives, and it will glorify God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And listen, this will be the end of the show for today. God bless you and God keep you. Have a great and enjoy the rest of the day. God bless you now. Bye-bye, listeners.
Bye-bye.